We're a company with over 6,000 locations now under the Sunoco family. We have this particular location at 40 and Welburn that we picked up as a package deal. And we have one current facility that's open today that was formerly the Chick's location over in Bryant. And we have plans for about 6 to 8, maybe 10 locations here in the Bryant College Station area. So we're excited about the opportunity to be here in the community and serve the citizens. And be glad to answer any questions that you all may have. We feel like that we've made some significant concessions in working with the planning and zoning staff, and realizing that this has been a particular site that's been challenging at best for everybody, but certainly a very viable, doable track for us.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions?
Can I just ask a quick question?
Quick.
The photograph that you have here is got double dispensers on each island, so there's 4 cars available on each side, right?
Yes, sir.
What you're proposing is 6 islands with 1 dispenser, meaning a car on either side, so you had 12. Did you consider the idea of doing something like this double, but having only 3 islands then, so you'd still get your 6 dispensers in and be able to keep it, move it back around so that the building still screened the canopy, which is really what the discussion's about, because of the property owners behind, they're concerned about the commercial use behind their homes. And the building would help to screen that, obviously.
Yes, sir.
I know you manage the lighting pretty well, but I think the sound is still an issue.
Right. One of the reasons that we decided on a single row dispensers, if you will, as opposed to double stack dive-in, if you will, is the circulation. We have a software that we run called Auto Truck Route, and that's the tanker that has to get into and out of the facility to dump fuel. And with that single row as opposed to double, it gives us a little bit more area for circulation, plus allows additional parking as well. We certainly, our standard would be that we would do double dive-in dispensers, but at this location, it doesn't allow it.
Even if you move the building around and redesign the building at that same square footage against the fence and the homes, you wouldn't have room to put the 6 dispensers in double on 3 islands?
Yeah, I can address some of those questions. Whenever Stripes had this property under contract, we looked at it, the HFA looked at it, and we, as you saw on the proposed or the existing PDD, the way they had it oriented, and it fit, but the scaling is not, it's not to scale. Whenever we went back and looked at it, this is the best way that we can situate the property and the building where we can still get the trucks in and to fuel the tanks and safely leave the site. If we reoriented as a existing PDD had it where the building was, the back of the building faced the single family and the fuel tanks were perpendicular, if you will, to Welburn, we would not be able to get the truck in to fuel the tank. So it was more of a design is why we had to do it this way.
Okay. Thank you.